This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We're launching into the third hour of the program with you in the studio tonight. It's Ian.
And nobody.
We're going to get back into your calls and your thoughts. And then coming up, not so good news when it comes to the economy. Looks like the U.S. debt, that is to say the government debt, not talking about individual debt here, is now projected to be larger than the U.S. economy.
Wow.
In the year 2020. We'll get into that coming up, plus your calls and thoughts about whatever's on your mind. Also on the way, if we get the chance, the Thanksgiving COVID craziness, where people having Thanksgivings are going to be doing things like taking their guests' temperature before allowing them inside the home. As we go, because people are just constantly living in fear.
Wow.
It's really sad. We go first, though, to David in Jackson, Michigan, listening to WKHM. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, well, good evening again, man.
Hi, David.
Hey, listen. Heavy stuff is going down here with Governor Whitmer and some individuals that now have been arrested. Evidently, Alex said that you had touched on this earlier. I didn't catch that.
Who? Alex?
Yeah, your call screener.
Oh, okay. Oh. Yeah. We covered this in detail in the first hour of the show. Several men have been arrested in Michigan because of an alleged plot, which we believe was cooked up by the FBI agents who had infiltrated their militia and managed to, sadly, convince these dupes into going along with it. That's my speculation based on the FBI's history of setting up Muslims for fake terror plots.
Setting up Muslims?
Oh yeah.
Well, they've done the same thing to Muslims, although obviously this group of people wasn't Muslim.
Right. They, for the last 20 years since September 11th, 2001, have been making fake terror plots and getting, like an upset Muslim man to kind of come on board with it, essentially setting him up to take a fall. Every time you read a story about the FBI busting up a terror cell or an alleged terrorist who is going to bomb something or, you know, kill somebody, it 99 times out of 100 is actually the FBI who set them up in the first place and encouraged them to do the thing, which is exactly likely what happened here.
Well, likely is not quite the fact, sir, but now under Trump's FBI, or is this the word properly, systemic?
All of the FBI's. The FBI doesn't change much as the president changes. You know that, right? Huh?
There's a couple of men that are being adjudicated right here in Jackson County. Evidently, there's a judge here that has already seen them. Now, I don't know if it goes into that type of thing as far as Muslims, but have you guys covered the point of what would be the demands of capturing our illustrious, highly esteemed Governor Whitmer?
Yeah, I don't understand it personally. Like, why would you want to? Like, if you hated Whitmer so much, if you thought she was indeed a terrible tyrant, and she is a terrible tyrant. I mean, there's no doubt. Just like most of the rest of the governors in the United States, and all these government goons, they all are little or big tyrants, depending. And by the way, the Whitmer supporters are apparently calling her Big Gretch. Is there a little cutesy name for her? Like, you know, so she's like some big mafia Don boss, huh?
Well, I think they said.
Are you sure they didn't say wretch?
Yeah, she is wretched. There's no doubt about that. But, you know, these goons, they are going to keep getting away with the violence. And I mean, by goons, I mean the government goons. So eventually somebody's going to push back. But if you were going to push back, and I'm not advocating violence, but if you were going to do something like that, why would you want to kidnap this woman? You know, then you just have to keep her around. You'd have to, like, keep her alive and feed her and talk to her. And, ugh, why would you want to do that?
Yeah.
It wouldn't be my cup of tea.
Yeah.
And what makes you think the other people are going to want her back? You know, they might just be like, keep her. She's always hassling us.
Well, whoever it is that's second in command, I'm sure will relish the opportunity
well,
to take over.
Garland, our highly esteemed lieutenant governor, Garland Gilchrist from Detroit.
Mm-hmm. And by highly esteemed, you mean you don't care for this guy?
No,
sir. Gotcha. See, that's the thing. You take out one of these goons, and then another one just comes right into their place. Thank you, David, for your call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. And, yeah, I mean, he seemed surprised when we brought up Muslims. But this has been going on for two decades where
oh, yeah.
the FBI has set up hundreds of Muslim men who otherwise had no means or no real interest in committing these acts, but managed to get them ginned up into such a, you know, a point to where they were willing to actually agree to take a bomb into a place or to kill a certain person that was never in most cases their original idea or never something that they had originally wanted to do, but they were put in touch with the FBI agents secretly, right? They don't know they're FBI, they're undercover.
Mm-hmm.
They were put in touch with these undercover FBI agents who encouraged them, who actually radicalized them.
Yeah, and some of these guys seem to have room temperature IQs, too.
That's right.
You know, and I wouldn't be surprised if that was true of this group.
So if you want to comment, you're welcome to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I got to apologize. I did. I got fooled by an internet fake yesterday, nobody, and I should have looked closer at it. It was sent to me by Vincent, and I shouldn't have presumed that you know that he had done any checking on it, but I went ahead and mentioned it on the air. It was a fake graphic of John McAfee, who, as you may know, was recently arrested. Did you hear about that?
Uh-huh.
John McAfee, the software tycoon, the eccentric cryptocurrency advocate, he was arrested this week in Spain on charges in the United States of tax evasion and non-payment of or non-filing of taxes. So he's facing probably the rest of his life in prison if he's convicted. And, of course, first he has to be extradited from Spain.
Mm-hmm.
But there was a post or what appeared to be a post to Twitter from John McAfee. At least that's what was sent to me. And it is not actually by John McAfee, as it turns out. The post itself, trying to find where I put it here. Here it is. It says, the fact that Joe Jorgensen hasn't said anything about my arrest should tell you everything you need to know. From allegedly John McAfee, but it turns out that's not really John McAfee's account. It doesn't actually exist. At officially McAfee is the account. That account doesn't exist. I checked it after the show, and so therefore the response from the Libertarian Party account is also fake. The response from the Libertarian Party says, "Can't do the time, don't do the crime."
Wow. Yeah, it doesn't sound like them.
Well, I believed it, though.
Yeah.
That's the thing. It was plausible enough to me that somebody had gotten in control of the Libertarian Party's Twitter account, who is not very libertarian, because the Libertarian Party, to me, has fallen away from its principles over the years and is no longer the party of principle that they were when I joined it back in around the year 2000. And so that's how a good fake works, right? A good fake relies on, you know, it being plausible. And to me, it was plausible that somebody at LP National could be that nasty to John McAfee on Twitter. But turns out it was fake, and so I owe an apology for that.
See, what I really want to see, though, on the purity angle is I want to see the Democrats arguing for just straight-up communism and the Republicans arguing for straight-up fascism.
Mm-hmm.
And then instead of arguing for anarchism, we could argue for minarchism, and we might get it because the other guys went to the logical extreme of their argument and lost their entire voter base.
Mm-hmm.
So we then, by moderating a little bit, would have been able to pick them up.
The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, so apologies to the Libertarian Party for falling for that internet fake. But that said, I would prefer to see them being more principled in their methodology these days. I think they're better now, though, that they got Joe Jorgensen. I think she's been an increase in that direction. There's more coming up here. You can join us, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. This is Free Talk Live.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Every year, over a million fires burn in America. Fortunately, firefighters are on the job, saving life and property, and you can be a part of it. 7 out of 10 firefighters and emergency responders are volunteers. There's no typical firefighter. Anyone can volunteer to serve their community. Volunteering as a first responder is really about having the heart and drive to make a difference where it's needed most. Your community needs you. Are you ready to answer the call? Learn more and find local volunteer opportunities at MakeMeAFirefighter.org.
Did you know you can support freedom of speech just by visiting shop.freetalklive.com? You'll see links to Walmart, Love Java, Newegg, and more. Every day, Free Talk Live is at the forefront of the Liberty Movement as the biggest liberty-oriented talk show in the world, giving you a platform to be heard on any topic. Get listener-only specials without doing anything other than an extra click. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. Use the links and buy what you'd be buying anyway. Take action now. Save and support freedom. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. It's shop.freetalklive.com. News from news.bitcoin.com. Document leak shows trillions of dollars of illegal activity by major banks. Alibaba files more blockchain patents than any other company in 2020. MicroStrategies, a publicly traded company, bought $175 million worth of Bitcoin last week. As little as two-thirds of Bitcoins will ever circulate. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You bring up what you want. Dial toll free to join us here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Matrix server. You go over to chat.lrn.fm, and you can get step-by-step instructions on how to join our chat server. It's brand new. We kicked it off maybe like 2 weeks ago. And I think we've got at least 100 people in there right now, not all at once, but within the main chat room, which is the on-air now room. But the cool thing about the Matrix server, one of the cool things, besides it being decentralized and open source and not takedownable by the corporations.
And end-to-end encrypted.
That too. Of course, that doesn't matter if the infiltrator's in your room, so
true.
Keep that in mind. But ultimately, it's a way better platform because it allows the listeners to create their own rooms, and you can administer your own room. You create a moderator for it or multiple moderators and set your own room name and the tagline and all that stuff, which is pretty cool. So we've had, I would say, as many user-created channels as we have sort of official channels on there, which is fun. So head over to chat.lrn.fm. So here is the just absolutely bad news when it comes to economic recovery and such. As, of course, you know, earlier this year, the U.S. federal government did a tremendous amount of money printing. Trillions of dollars were printed and distributed to all kinds of corporations, large and small, but mostly large. And they gave you a $1,200 check, too. Most people in the United States who are tax-paying types received that check.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a lot of money that they printed out. Well, as you know, the more money that, or at least as you should know, the more money that you print means there's more money chasing around, more dollars chasing around the same amount of goods in the economy, so you're likely going to see prices go up. So we certainly know what is going to be expected, what has already been seen happening at the grocery store. For instance, prices have been going up. Gasoline's a different story because there's a lot of subsidies and government involvement there. But you're going to likely see
that. And also people aren't driving as much since the COVID.
Yeah, exactly. Since the crackdown, specifically.
Yeah.
But CNN.com reporting that as the United States continues its struggle with the pandemic-induced economic recession. No, CNN. It was the government-induced economic recession.
It's true.
The pandemic, we've been through pandemics before and had people simply done it, treated this one the way they treated all the other ones. They had gone about their business and sick people would have stayed home and gotten better and a few people would have died just like has happened, except instead they forced everybody to close. And so things have been very, very difficult. And the country's debt, specifically the U.S. government's debt, is not anyone's top concern these days, but there's going to be a price to pay. There's going to be a reckoning here. Even deficit hawks are urging a dysfunctional Washington and chaotic White House to approve another round of what they call badly needed stimulus to the tune of trillions. Quote, the U.S. federal budget is on an unsustainable path and has been for some time, said the Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell this week. But he added, quote, this is not the time to give priority to those concerns.
Wow. It's never the time, they say.
Yeah, well, when will it be the time? Because now they're talking about tremendous levels of money printing and spending, and, of course, no way to actually recover any of those funds. That's just going to get added to the debt, slapped on to, you know, a few more trillion here, a few more trillion there, and before you know it, you're talking about real money.
Yep, yeah. Although, you know, at least we'll be able to stay warm. We can take bricks of money and burn it like they did in Weimar Germany.
It may come to that. The winter has yet to set in here. So Jerome Powell, the Federal Reserve Chairman, is just basically saying, yeah, it's unsustainable, but, you know, that's what
we'll figure it out eventually.
That's kind of what we built it for. So we're going to ride this thing. We're going to ride it as hard and as long as we can. However, when the country eventually pulls out of its current health and economic crisis, CNN, I got news for you. It doesn't work like that. You don't get to just build trillions and trillions of, you know, dozens of trillions of dollars in debt and just pull out of it. This isn't going to be some sort of a process that is going to be even doable. This system is not meant to be pulled out of as far as this level of debt. It can't be done.
Yeah, I'm really curious. Has debt doubled by now?
I mean, it has been doubling
since Trump's taken office.
I don't know. You'll have to pull up a debt chart and take a look at that. I mean, it's definitely gone up dramatically. I don't know if it has doubled since 2016, but But it's up. I know there's a debt clock website. Nobody, if you want to pull that up, I'm sure you can find that information. But on Thursday, the Congressional Budget Office estimated that for fiscal year of 2020, which ended September 30th, the U.S. deficit hit $3.3 trillion, or 15.2% of GDP, thanks to the chasm between what the government spent, which is $6.55 trillion, and what it took in, which is $3.42 trillion for the year. So that's what the deficit is. It's a yearly thing. It's the difference between the amount they take in taxes and the amount they spend. As a share of the economy, the estimated 2020 deficit is more than triple what the annual deficit was in 2019. And it is the highest that it has been since just after World War II. The reason for the huge year-over-year jump is simple. Starting this spring, the federal government spent more than $4 trillion to help stem the economic pain to workers and businesses caused by sudden and widespread business shutdowns. And most people agree more money will need to be spent until the White House manages to get the COVID-19 crisis under control. But those people who agree with that statement don't understand economics. They don't understand that printing more money is not going to get you out of these problems.
Yep.
It's going to amplify them.
Yep, it's going to get a lot worse.
The Treasury Department won't put out the final numbers for fiscal year 2020 until later this month. But the estimates, if the estimates are on the mark, the country's total debt owed to investors, which is essentially the sum of the annual deficits that have accrued over the years, will have outpaced the size of the economy, coming in at nearly 102% of GDP, according to calculations from the Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget. Let's put that another way. If the entire GDP of the United States for 1 year were to be taken, all of it, 100% of it, if every single dollar were to be taken by the federal government and applied to the national debt, it would not pay it off.
Wow.
If every single dollar earned and saved and kept by the people in this country were collected and put towards that debt, it would not pay it. It'd pay part of it. It'd pay, you know, a good chunk of it, but it wouldn't pay it off.
That's amazing.
Yep, and that's you know, would you call that the point of no return? It seems like a pretty good one.
Yeah.
I mean, we were probably past the point of no return prior to 2020, but it sealed the deal.
Probably. Sure. I mean, the leftists seem to think that if you just grab a hunk of money off one billionaire, you'll have enough to solve all the world's problems with it. And
how's that worked out?
Well, I was actually looking into it today, and apparently if you took the combined wealth of every billionaire in America, mm-hmm. it would run the U.S. government for only 8 months, and then it would be gone. And that means all the companies they own would be gone, too.
Right. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. What do you want to talk about? The dire straits of the economy or whatever happens to be on your mind? You can take control of the airwaves. Maybe you got a business that is about to go under because of all the restrictions that were crammed down your throats. This is Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live is aired on nearly 200 radio stations throughout the week, and we've been doing this for almost 18 years. You can call in any evening from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern to talk about whatever's on your mind. Sure, you can waste your time on Facebook and reach dozens of surly posters, or you can call in with your issue and reach 3 surly hosts. Oh, and nearly 500,000 weekly listeners. The number is 1-855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. Divi's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divi's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DiviProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DiviProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DiviProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
New figures from the Department of Labor show a slight drop in unemployment claims last week. About 840,000 Americans filed first-time unemployment claims, down about 9,000 from the previous week. The report said the number of people continuing to receive unemployment benefits also fell to around 11 million. Officials say that while new claims appear to have leveled off since August, a still historically high pattern is still concerning. President Trump says he's out of the next presidential debate after the Commission on Presidential Debates announced the October 15 debate will go virtual. RNC Chair Ronna McDaniel tells Fox News the commission is hurting the election instead of trying to keep debates safe.
We just had an in-person debate last night. So why are they changing the rules and not following the science? Why aren't they talking to the candidates? Why aren't they talking to the candidates and saying, hey, if you test negative, let's go in person? This is not good for the voters. That's what I care about. Voters deserve to hear these candidates in-person debate.
This is USA Radio News. Protests are continuing to take place in parts of New York City as coronavirus restrictions remain in effect. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg explains.
Members of the Jewish community in Brooklyn are protesting tight coronavirus restrictions. Governor Cuomo saying the infection rate is higher than 8% in Borough Park, where people filled the streets on Wednesday.
To the extent there are communities that are upset, that's because they hadn't been following the original rules. That's why the infection spread.
The Jewish community speaking out against what the government deems non-essential business and school closures, along with houses of worships limited to 10 people in a number of coronavirus hotspots in Queens and Brooklyn.
And the second highest-ranked Marine officer has tested positive for COVID-19. Assistant Commandant of the Marine Corps, General Gary Thomas, tested positive on Wednesday, becoming the second four-star officer to test positive this week. Coast Guard Admiral Charles Ray tested positive on Monday. Members of the Joint Chief of Staff are quarantining at home out of caution after several officers met with Thomas and Ray last week. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Bring up what you want. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Like freedom, that's 855-450-3733. The federal debt has now hit 102% of the GDP.
Trump's the most libertarian president ever.
I don't know who actually believes that, but...
Some idiot on Facebook.
If you do, we'd love to hear from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. And, of course, remember, it wasn't just Trump. It was all of them. I mean, they voted for this. Ron Paul wasn't there to say no, so I don't know if anyone said no to the trillions of dollars that were pumped.
I think Rand Paul did.
Did he? Okay, good. I'm glad to hear that. Most of them went ahead and rallied behind this. This is definitely a bipartisan thing. And when they print out the next $3 trillion for the next bailout package, which they're working on, they just haven't come to terms. There hasn't been enough log rolling and political back scratching to where they've managed to come to an agreement on how much more money they're going to print and distribute to their buddies. And, of course, you know, cut you a small check to make you think that you actually got something significant out of it.
Yeah, that was a payoff for not boogalooing.
$1,200. You think it's going to be as much next time?
Well, I don't know, but what does that come down to? It's been like 30 weeks.
Oh, per week, you mean?
No. I mean, the total that we've gotten so far has been $1,200, and it's been 30 weeks.
Are you asking me how many week, like much per
yeah.
week that is?
I'd
have to get on a calculator for that one.
It's
not a lot. I can tell you that it's not a lot of money. Because if it was 10 weeks, it'd be 120. So what's that, 40 bucks a week or something
Yeah,
like that?
40 bucks a week.
Yeah.
For $6 a day, woo! You can sponsor an American.
And what does $6 a day get you? Not much. You can't even buy a Happy Meal for that much, right? You can't buy a hamburger and fries.
But the good news is if you starve to death, they'll write you up as COVID.
That's true. The debt has not been this high since, or the I think they mean the ratio hasn't been that this high. Look at the CNN business says the debt hasn't been that high since 1946. They didn't
the debt
have,
has never been this high.
Yeah, they didn't have $27 trillion or whatever the hell the current debt is. What is it right now, by the way? Did you pull up the chart?
I think it is 27. I think it was. Let me check.
There's a good site. It's usdebtclock.org. I got it pulled up here. Yeah, $27 trillion is the current debt.
$27 trillion. So last I heard, that was like almost 2.5 years of production. What's the GDP?
Hey, do me a favor, nobody. Check that front door. There's somebody there for me, would you? There's somebody knocking on it right now. So the GDP, well, I don't have that in front of me at the moment. That's a great question. Whatever it is, it's probably slightly less than $27 trillion because, again, it's 102% now of the GDP. And so CNN saying here the debt hasn't been that high since 1946. What they mean is the ratio hasn't been that high since 1946, which, of course, was right after the end of World War II. Quote, the debt is the size of the economy today, and soon it will be larger than any time in history, CRFB President Maya McGinnis said. Because remember, the fiscal year ends on September 30th. So the fiscal year of 2020 is over.
Mm-hmm.
So the whole year of 2020 isn't over, but the fiscal year is, which means some of the economic damage that gets factored in, you know, when this next bailout comes into play, whenever that is, that won't be part of 2020's fiscal year. That'll be part of 2021. So it won't all get reported. Even though all the payouts happened in the actual fiscal year of 2020, they won't all get factored into 2020's numbers. So the numbers for 2020 are over as of last week, and now they're counting all the money that's being spent as part of 2021. So that's going to help them sort of cover over this for a short period of time until sometime next year. And also consider this, nobody.
Mm-hmm.
The amount of businesses that have closed. Remember we talked about the Yelp numbers that came out showing 60% of shuttered businesses are closed permanently. They're never going to reopen in the United States. Well, what's that going to do to the GDP?
Well, it's going to make it a lot slower to recover.
Right, it's going to be smaller. So right now they're saying the GDP or the debt rather is 102% of GDP. So if the debt is $27 trillion, that must mean the GDP is at like 26 point something, right?
I guess so. Although that seems high to me. It was 12 or 13 last time I checked, but it could be.
Okay, well, we're just taking CNN's word for it here. I mean, they've certainly gotten plenty of things wrong in the past, but let's presume that it's true. They're relying on numbers from the CBO, which stands for the Congressional Budget Office. So let's presume that's true, and so if the if the numbers are 26 and some change trillion dollars in GDP, but yet 60% of the businesses don't reopen in 2021, would it be safe to say that the number is going to drop to 20 trillion? We're not going to see growth in the GDP, right? From 2020 to 2021, you're likely not going to see an explosion of economic activity. If the crackdowns continue, if the mandates continue, if the business restrictions continue, people are going to go out of business. Christmas time is going to be a time where more businesses close and more people are going to get fired.
Oh, yeah.
Am I right about that? Because a lot of times, the end of the year, you see businesses trimming down their staffs just normally. Well, now they're going to have to trim down their staff because they don't have the people coming through the front door that they did before. Yeah. They're out of business.
And the number I'm getting for last year's GDP is 19, or is real GDP is 19 trillion.
Last year being 2019?
2019, yeah.
Interesting.
So we've not only exceeded that with the national debt, we've exceeded that by a great deal, like almost 50.
Wow.
Yeah. That's amazing.
So, yeah, I mean, it is not a rosy picture on the horizon here. I mean, the only thing that can make this situation better is if the government were to actually get out of the way, let businesses decide how to reopen and in what way to reopen, with what or if any restrictions at all with their customers. Let individuals and business owners decide this for themselves and let people come back in whatever way they feel is appropriate. But these control freaks can't let that happen. These Governor Sununus and Governor Whitmers and Governor Cuomos of the world, these micromanagers that think they know everything about how a business should be run, they're going to continue to micromanage, and they're going to micromanage their economy right into the toilet. Oh, and we're all going to suffer because of it.
Yep. No doubt about that. I can't imagine how they can get out of this mess.
And listen to what CNN says about why this is a problem. The problem with such high debt levels going forward is they will increasingly constrain what the government can do to meet the country's needs.
Oh, good Lord.
Since when?
Haven't they done enough?
Since when has the high debt restricted the government from anything?
But we're not going to be able to kill as many Iraqis next year.
Sure,
what will we do without Iraqi corpses?
That's the thing. They can kill as many people as they want to because they can keep buying the bombs and the missiles and the jet planes and the aircraft carriers because they can just print money.
Well, they can until the value of that. I mean, the way a fiat money government goes bankrupt is the value of its currency hits zero.
Well, we're
and
not
then
there
all
yet.
Of a sudden, it doesn't matter how much money they
we're
print.
We're not even close to being there yet.
We could be closer than you think.
Maybe,
but,
and maybe it could happen faster than we think, too.
Yeah.
But for right now, they're still sitting pretty as far as the value of the dollar is concerned.
The thing is, the value of the dollar compared to anything rational is continuing to fall.
No doubt.
The only reason we don't notice it is all they ever compare it to is other kinds of fiat money.
Right, so they're
all falling. Down at the same time.
It's a race to the bottom in that particular case.
Yes, it's a race to disaster.
Yeah. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. If you want to comment, you can join us here and take control of the airwaves in these remaining moments of Free Talk Live. Also, call us on our chat server. We got the Matrix chat going on over at chat.lrn.fm. That's not the actual server. That's just a web page that will tell you how to get on step by step on our chat server. It's chat.lrn.fm. This is Free Talk Live.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispicos. 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want here. All you got to do is dial in toll free. The number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And nobody.
Don't forget to tune in tomorrow night after 10 p.m. Eastern. About 10:30 Eastern usually is when Nobody Tells the Truth gets started. If you haven't checked that out, you should do that.
It's true.
Nobody, you host your own show. It is called Nobody Tells the Truth. It is exclusive to our video streaming platforms on DLive and Twitch at DLive.LRN.FM and Twitch.LRN.FM. So be sure you head over there and check that out tomorrow night. We'll remind you about it tomorrow, of course. Between now and then, though, you can get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners over at FreeTalkLive.com. And want to invite you to ForkFest 2021. That's right. It's coming up, and it's going to be a little while, so you got plenty of time to plan for this one, and you're going to want to plan for it because, well, if you want something to happen at ForkFest, it's up to the attendees. There's no centralized bureaucracy. There's no organizational anything. It's just some time in the woods at Rogers Campground, the beautiful campground in the White Mountains of New Hampshire, June 28th through July 4th. It's going to be there for Independence Day, and where better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists here in the Shire. So mark your calendar for June 28th through July 4th, 2021. And start thinking about what you might want to contribute. I mean, you could just come and hang out. But if you've got some sort of talent and you want to share that, maybe you're a good cook or maybe you're a great musician or whatever, you can, you know, kind of put on the thing that you do and bring some more level of entertainment to ForkFest. It's all up to the attendees. It's a decentralized libertarian camping event. ForkFest.party is where you can go to learn more about it. It's an unofficial website because there's nothing official when it comes to ForkFest. No tickets, just some cool people to hang out with for a week in New Hampshire, June 28th through July 4th, 2021. We'll see you there at ForkFest.party. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. We got Eamon calling from New Jersey, watching us on Twitch. Eamon, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, what's up,
bud? I actually called last night, too.
Welcome back.
So I was just curious, if there's any up-and-coming, politicians running for office like this year that you guys think are good, and Also, it's like if you
Aria Demezzo
and nobody.
Well, you're running too.
Well, I'm running a write-in campaign for every elected position in America.
You got to explain that one, nobody.
Well, vote nobody for anything, because if you elect nobody to do everything, nobody isn't going to do anything. Ain't nobody got time for that. So
it's not physically possible.
Solve the problem of government.
So I always hear it's always like the Republicans that are like on the more libertarian side. But are there?
No, they're not.
No,
no, they're really not.
No.
What's the evidence for that?
But like the you know what I mean though.
No,
like,
I don't. Like,
none of them do anything. But like it's not the Democrats that are trying to make like to get rid of the government.
The Republicans aren't trying to get rid of the government, dude.
The government, the Republicans haven't even repealed a single unconstitutional gun law.
Oh yeah, well yeah. I mean, on paper, they act like they try.
They do pretend to be libertarians once in a while, but they're lying. Don't trust
them. Right. If you look at what a Republican says, one of these ones that are seeking office, for instance, and you look at what they say, but you know, it's only if you glance at it, you know, only if you listen for just a moment. If you listen for longer than a moment, then you'll start to hear the warmongering. You'll start to hear the fear-mongering about Muslims, for instance. You'll start to hear the attacks on people's right to control their own body, the religious, you know, shoving that down people's throats. So you don't have to hang around them for very long till the truth comes out. And of course, the real truth comes out when they get elected. And then, as nobody pointed out, they don't do jack squat to actually reduce the size of government, even when they control both houses of Congress and the presidency in the United States, which they did for several years.
Yeah. They talk about free markets, but then they're all about corporate welfare.
Yeah, they're a load, basically.
Yeah, well, I do like Rand Paul, though. I feel like he's the best politician.
Yeah, I mean, that's a really crappy award, though, to be the best politician. I mean, that's not really
it's
saying
like being
much.
The shiniest turd.
Yeah, or the best cancer.
Are there any other ones, though, that you think are, like...
I mean, Joe Jorgensen is fine. You know, she's
yeah,
doing
I,
all
I
right.
I like Joe Jorgensen. Of course, she's not elected. I like Justin Amash.
He's also not elected now. I think he's out, isn't he?
I think he's still in office until the end of the term.
She's the Libertarian candidate, right?
She is, for president.
Yeah, she rocks. I'm definitely voting for her.
Yeah, but I'm not excited about her or anything like that. I mean, I went to her campaign appearance. I don't think you were there, were you?
I mean, she shouldn't get you excited, because if she gets you excited, she's going to terrify most of the people that she needs.
That's not true.
Yes, it is.
Okay. She could be a really good, well-spoken...
How many Americans do you think are down for straight-up anarchy?
Well, I'm not advocating straight-up anarchy.
Oh, well, but that's what you want. I mean,
no,
that's what I want.
I'm a voluntarist.
Huh?
I'm a voluntarist. And anarchists
okay.
suggest that
How many
you
Americans
are...
do you think are up for straight-up voluntarism? The government goes completely away.
It depends on how you communicate it to them.
I haven't found a way to communicate it to them where they're down.
Eamon says he supports it.
I support it, too.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of people, if you say I'm in favor of human interaction being voluntary, they will say that that sounds good.
Yeah, and then they'll talk about all the government programs that they think will still be there, and you say,
right.
no, that
no,
won't be there because taxation is theft. And then they change their mind.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
So you can't drag free people further than they want to go.
But the fact is, nobody, Ron Paul was a very exciting candidacy, and his was in 2008 and 2012, mm-hmm. and he was very principled in the way that he spoke. and he did a great job of communicating the ideas of liberty, even despite, you know, his elderly years. He did a good job. He's still doing a good job out there. And, you know, again, Jo Jorgensen, she's not bad. She's definitely the best candidate they've had since the year 2000, since the 2000 presidential campaign. And Harry Brown is a very principled guy and very, very good at speaking, very good at communicating the ideas of liberty in as principled of a manner as possible. And I was very excited by his campaign. I mean, would I put a Jo Jorgensen sign out in the yard? Yes, I would. Am I going to go out of my way to try to get one? No, probably not. If somebody were to bring one to me, I'd put it there. But I'm not going to like...
Someone was going to bring you a what?
A Jo Jorgensen sign.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But I'm not going to go out of my way to like try to figure out how to get one or spend any time on it because I'm just too busy for it, honestly. And it's not going to make a big difference whether I do or not.
Well, I mean, that's the thing. One way or the other, it doesn't matter because the election is rigged. The fix is in. She won't, in order to get into the debates yet again, she has to get 15% on a poll that doesn't include her name.
Actually, I was called by a poll, I think 2 or 3 days ago before the show. It happened at like 6:50 here, right before we started. A call came in on the landline here, and I took it, and they wanted to ask a few questions, and so I said, all right, because, you know, I like to hear what the questions are and what the answers are. If I ever get one of these things, I'll take it. And I was surprised when they actually offered me the choice of Jo Jorgensen. And not only that, but they offered me the choice of Justin O'Donnell, who's running for, I think, U.S. Senate up here as a Libertarian.
Huh.
And it wasn't the Libertarian Party that was sponsoring the poll, because I asked the poll taker, like, who was it that was behind it? It was like New Hampshire Opinion Surveys or some sort of generic polling name.
Yeah,
like
see, that's
that.
What I'd name the corporation if I was doing it. I still think we should have done a poll where we asked, who are you going to vote for New Hampshire government? Are you going to support Karen Testerman or nobody? Leave Sununu out of it completely. See how he does.
Hey, Eamon, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. Yeah, politicians don't excite me at all, just as a general answer to your question. What excites me is the idea of liberty-minded people coming to the same place, same geographic area. I still don't think there's a better plan than that to get to more freedom.
No, I agree.
And I'd love to hear it if somebody's got a better idea. I know the Seasteaders are still cooking up something out on, I think they got like a cruise ship now or something like that. So, I mean, there are some interesting projects in play, but as far as the ones that are the most mature, the Free State Project, the migration, the New Hampshire Liberty Migration, that's the way to go. So get up here sooner rather than later if you care about freedom, and then you'll have some real principled candidates for which you can vote, at least for the state offices. More coming up tomorrow. See you then. FreeTalkLive.com.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time.
That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.